In today's episode, I'm going to take you through a 30-minute guided yoga flow class. I've been doing yoga for about 7 years and I'm absolutely hooked. What I love about yoga is it really grounds me and makes me feel really, really good physically. And especially with all the dancing I do on stage, I get so much from the stretching and the low impact rotating of joints and muscles. And I find that it also really helps me mentally, the deep breathing, and you know, I feel like it really balances and calms my mind. I feel the good effects all day. And I hope this can do the same for you and start you on your journey. This episode is designed for you to put on your headphones and follow along. All you need is a mat, so you can do it in your bedroom, on the balcony, in the gym, wherever you find yourself. I've worked on this yoga flow sequence with my yoga teacher, Annie, who you can find on Instagram under @AnnieMoves. She's been traveling with me on tour and has helped me take my practice to the next level. And I've been really inspired with her help to bring you this episode. An important thing to remember when it comes to yoga, and indeed all movement, is to not push yourself into anything that's painful. All bodies are different, so if a particular pose doesn't feel right or isn't accessible to you, don't go there. Give yourself permission to learn, to let go of imperfection, and to not take yourself too seriously. We'll begin in an easy seated meditation pose, with your sitting bones grounded on the mat. Imagine roots growing out of you and into the ground. Let your eyelids come together gently and begin to notice your breath. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Bringing hands in prayer position to your heart, set an intention for your practice. This intention is your anchor alongside your breath. It keeps you grounded and present. As you think about your intention for today, inhale to reach your arms up, interlace your hands and reach up. Turn your hands facing up to the sky. Inhale to reach, head back. Exhale to lower your arms. Bring your chin to chest and bring the hands down. Again, inhale up, reach the arms, exhale to bring your chin to chest. One last time, inhale up, and as you exhale, bring your hands behind the head, drop the weight of your body there, maybe move the neck a little side to side to soften the body. With the inhale, rest your hands on your knees. Bring your chest to draw circles forward to one side, then switch for a few more breaths. Try to soften the elbows as you exhale, and try to just allow your body to flow freely in motion with the circles. As you inhale, reach the arms up, and with the exhale, walk your hands away from you. Try to keep the fingertips on the ground and walk them away from you like little ants that help you lengthen, forehead to the ground. Try to keep your bum down always. Breathe here for 4, 3, 2, 1. With the inhale, walk the hands back towards you, lift the chest and move into all fours for a cat-cow flow. Try to align on all fours, hands under the shoulders, knees open to the width of your hips. Inhale, drop the belly, look up, reach back with your head. Exhale, round and curl. Chin to chest, press the mat with your hands. Again, inhale to expand, exhale to soften. Keep going for 4. Breathe for 3. A few more deep breaths. 2. With the next inhale, get into dancing lions, where you move in circles with your upper body forward and back, huge circles to one side. Switch direction to the other side for 3 more. Breathe for 2, for 1. As you come back to center to a neutral spine, tuck your toes and send it back to Adho Mukha, downward facing dog. Pedal the knees, walk the dog. Align yourself, shake the head yes, shake the head no. Breathe into the back part of the legs, into the low back, into the neck for three. Breathing in for two, for one. As you lift your heels on your toes, walk your feet forward all the way to the top of the mat. Once you get there, open your legs hip distance apart, hands down on the ground, lift halfway through the chest, look up, halfway lift. Exhale to fold forward, Uttanasana. We go again. Inhale halfway, exhale to fold, forehead to the legs. Stay there, catch your legs from behind as you hug yourself, drop the neck. Breathing in for two, drop the weight of the body forward. We bring it up gently, weight of the body on the toes, coming up for two, vertebrae by vertebrae for one. Roll the shoulders up and back a few times, and with the next inhale, reach the arms up to the sky for Uvahatasana. Try to touch the sky, become so long, exhale to fold like a waterfall, hands down. Uttanasana, hands down. Inhale halfway, lengthening the spine and the neck. Exhale to jump or step back to meet in a high plank. And with the next exhale, drop the knees, the chin, the chest, and slide forward. Crack your heart open, Bhujangasana, cobra. Inhale, tuck the toes and send the hips back into downward facing dog. Breathing in, exhale, let it out. Right leg up, inhale, step your foot in between your hands. Land the back knee, release your back foot into low lunge. Arms up, inhale, hands back behind the head. Bend the elbows deeply. You're pushing your head towards your hands, making space in your chest as you exhale deeper into your chest and your shoulders. Hips forward, stay there, breathe. Hands down, bring it back into a half split. Extend the front leg, bring the chest forward, flex your front foot, inhale. Fold with the exhale. Adapt your hands, lean forward. Into wide leg, standing forward bend, Prasarita. To the left, we walk the hands. Inhale here, lift halfway, and exhale to catch your legs from the outside and bend the elbows out as you pull your chest into your legs. Five, elbows out. Four, weight of the body forward. Three, breathe. Two, one, hands down. Now walk forward, step the front foot back and take a vinyasa. Keep the elbows in, chaturanga, find the arms. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale into downward facing dog. Left leg up with the inhale. Step your foot in between your hands. Land the back knee. Release your back foot into low lunge. Arms up, hips forward, inhale, hands behind the head, bend the elbows deeply. You're pushing your head towards your hands. Breathe. Hands down, bring it back into a half split. Extend the front leg, bring the chest forward, flex your front foot, inhale. Fold over your leg with the exhale, lean forward. Into Prasarita on the right, we walk the hands. Inhale here, lift halfway. Exhale to catch your legs from the outside. Bend the elbows out as you pull your chest into your legs. Elbows out. Four, weight of the body forward. Three, breathe. Two, one, hands down to the floor. Walk your feet forward all the way to the top of the mat, Uttanasana. Place your hands on the ground, lengthen through the neck with the inhale breath. With the exhale, fold deeper. Inhale, rise, reach for the sky. Exhale, waterfall all the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, hands down. Step or jump it back. Take it back into a vinyasa chaturanga, upward dog. Exhale into downward facing dog. Breathe here, come back to the breath. With the next inhale, walk your hands back towards your feet. Make sure that your feet are open to the width of your hips and with your peace fingers hooking your big toes. Inhale halfway, exhale to fold, forehead to the legs. Make sure to bend the elbows out as you pull yourself into the legs. If you want to go deeper, step your feet over the palms of your hands facing up. Make sure to notice that the weight of your body reaches forward towards your toes. Soften the knees as you fold deeper. Take a few breaths here and with the next inhale, release your hands and interlace your hands behind your back. Now reach the knuckles up. Try to separate your hands from the low back. Breathe, drop the neck for two. Shake the head yes, shake the head no. And with the next exhale, release the hands down to the open legs to the width of the mat into Malasana Yogi Squat. Drop the shoulders and lengthen through the spine and the neck. Hands in prayer. Stay here for a few breaths as you try to reach out with the knees and become tall. As you drop the hands down to the floor, heel-toe your legs together until your feet touch and you're stepping the right leg behind the left, feet touching. Walk the hands back on your fingertips. Inhale here. Exhale to fold and try to bring your forehead to the legs. Maybe even catch your legs from behind, folding over the legs and breathing into the back part of the legs. Now drop the hands down to switch sides. This time, the left leg behind the right. Feet touching again. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale to fold. Maybe you want to catch your legs again. Breathe for three, taking deep inhales and deeper exhales. Hands down, release the legs. Walk your hands forward to the top of the mat and take a vinyasa. Chaturanga, breathe, keep the elbows in. Inhale, up dog. Exhale into downward facing dog. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, sigh it out. Inhale, kick your right leg up, bend the knee, draw circles as you soften the hips, breathe for three, breathe into the hips, two, one. Inhale, extend the leg up and back again, and as you exhale, step your foot in between your hands. Rise up to warrior one, drop the back heel, your back foot is open to a 45 degree angle, hips are squared, look up to your hands as you reach the arms up towards the sky. Interlace your hands behind your back, open the chest, exhale to fold into a humble warrior. Head alongside your right knee. Breathe for three, reaching down with the crown of the head for two. For one, the inhale brings you up. Release the hands, reach the arms up, and with the exhale, bring it to the mat. Hands down, step it back, take a vinyasa. Chaturanga, inhale, upward facing. Exhale, downward facing dog. We do the left. Inhale, kick the left leg up, bend the knee, draw circles out with your leg, keeping the knee bent. Softening and breathing into the left side of the body. Again, with the inhale, kick the leg up, and with the exhale, step your foot in between your hands. Rise up into warrior one on the other side. Keep your heel down, reach the arms up, look up to your hands. Interlace your hands behind your back, keep the legs straight. Inhale, open the chest, and as you exhale, fold forward into a humble warrior on this side. Breathe for three, stay there for two, for one. Rise up, lift through the chest, up to warrior one again. Release the hands down, step it back, and take a vinyasa chaturanga. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. From the downward facing dog, roll it forward to a high plank. Land the knees, walk the hands back behind you, thumbs face back, fingers face forward. Try to lift the hips into modified camel pose, opening the chest and push the hips forward. Inhale here. Release the hips down, interlace your hands behind your neck, open the chest, inhale and exhale to round the spine and bring the chin to chest. Try to soften there for 3, breathe for 2, for 1. As you land the hands, walk it forward to all 4s, hands and knees. Align yourself, spread the fingers, reach the right arm up, inhale, and with the exhale, draw huge circles with your arm, moving your body forward and back. Try to synchronize the arm and body moving together as one. Come back to center, inhale, and with the exhale, thread the right arm through your body and onto the floor like a needle. Drop the right side of your face, extend the right arm, and take the variation here that you prefer. You could put your left arm forward over the knee, maybe half behind, maybe even kick the leg up and back. Make sure to keep that foot flexed. Hold it up for 3, breathe for 2, and 1. With the inhale, unravel. Help yourself to come up with the use of the bottom hand. Inhale, reach the right arm up. Exhale, release the hand down. We switch. Left arm up, inhale, draw circles with the arm. Bring the hips with you. Huge circles for 3, for 2, for 1. Inhale, reach the arm up. Exhale, thread the needle on this side again. Left side of your face down. Choose your preferred variation of the pose. Try to repeat what you did on the right side on the left. Hold it and breathe for 3, for 2, for 1. The inhale helps you come out the thread to reach the arm up and exhale, land it in all 4s. When you're ready, send the hips up and back into down dog, home base. You're here again, almost through, so stay with me. Breathe. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, sigh out. Chest back, arms along. Inhale, kick the leg up and back, and with the exhale, step the foot in between your hands to rise into warrior two. Keep your heels in a line. Push the knee out so that you're able to look at your right big toe. Drop the shoulders and look over your right shoulder forward. We flow into dynamic warrior for a few breaths. Inhale to extend everything up. Exhale to bend forward. Again, inhale, extend everything up. Reach forward, open the right hand up. Reach forward and back into a reversed warrior. One breath, inhale, exhale. Cartwheel the hands down and take a vinyasa. Upward dog, inhale. Down dog with the exhale. Inhale through the nose, exhale out. We do the other side. With the inhale, kick the left leg up and back. Exhale to step your foot in between your hands, warrior two. Align the body. Dynamic warrior. Up, inhale, exhale, reach. 2 more. Everything up, inhale, extend, exhale to fold. One last time, up with the inhale, exhale into warrior two, reversed warrior, reach forward, open the hand up and back, reach, inhale. The exhale brings you to the floor, both hands down, take a vinyasa. Chaturanga, up dog, inhale, down dog with the exhale. Home base, inhale, exhale, chest back, heels down, sigh it out. Inhale, exhale, let it out. Right leg up, inhale, step your foot outside of your right hand into a lizard. Keeping hands down, back heel is up, rocking it forward and back. If you want to take it deeper, come down to the forearms and still rock it forward and back, using your back foot as leverage to push the body forward and back. Release the back knee, release the top of your back foot, stay or come down to your left forearm. Reach the right arm up for 3, breathe for 2, one last breath for 1. Now bring that arm to push with the hand and into the knee. Breathe for 5, stay pushing, 4, drop the head back, 3, Breathe into the hips, 2 for 1. Come up to the hands into a pigeon on the right. Heel toe the right foot in towards the pelvic floor. Inhale to open the chest. Exhale to fold to the floor. As you hold a resting pigeon pose, try to breathe into the right side of the body, softening with every exhale, releasing tension, and feeling the upper body become heavy as you move through the breath. With the inhale, lift the chest and bring the left leg forward to meet the right leg. As you extend both legs, sit up tall. And as you exhale, try to fold over the legs. Use the exhales to fold deeper and deeper and try to keep your feet flexed so that the pose is always active. Open the legs to the width of the hips with bent knees and place your hands under the shoulders. Fingers face back and the thumbs face forward. As you inhale, lift the hips up into a reverse tabletop. We take a lion's breath together here again. Inhale through the nose, exhale, stick the tongue out and sigh out. With the exhale, lower the hips to the ground and flow into Baddha Konasana. As you pull your feet in towards your pelvic floor, soles of your feet together push into each other as the knees fall towards the sides heavy. Keep using the exhales to fold deeper forward, bring the chest and forehead towards the center of the earth. With the inhale, lift the chest, cross the legs, and make your way back to downward facing dog so that we can do the left side of the body now. Inhale, kick the left leg up and back. Exhale to step your foot outside of the left arm. You're either on your hands or on your elbows. Always making sure that both of your arms are inside of the foot that is forward. Pushing yourself forward and back and moving through the breath to deepen and soften. Stay here for 3, for 2, for 1. Drop the back knee, release the back foot, release your right forearm to reach the left arm up to the sky. Try to drop the hip with the exhale and stack the shoulders as you reach the arm up with the inhales. With the next breath, rest the left hand on the left knee and try extending the arm as you send pressure towards the knee, opening the left hip. Up to your hands and heel toe the left foot in, making your way into a resting pigeon pose on the left. Be careful with your knees. If you have a knee injury or if it hurts at all, it's important that you adapt your practice, maybe laying on your back to do reverse pigeon pose instead. Keep breathing. Our hips are directly connected to our emotions. That's why they can be so tight. Try to breathe into that to release that stagnant energy and tension with the exhales that you take in the pose. Inhale, lift the chest, walk the hands back, drop the weight of the body towards the left leg and slide the right leg forward. Then, with your knees bent, lower down with control, using all the help of your core, so you're lying on your back, keeping your knees bent. Reach the arms over the head and back, give yourself a stretch, extend the legs straight. And with the next inhale, we come up to a half bridge. Legs open to the width of your hips, bring the hips up and try to interlace your hands behind your back. Stay up for 4, breathe, 3, hips up higher, release the arms, 2, breathing in, and 1. Exhale, release the hips down. Just allow the knees to fall against each other, press the low back down to soften. Now we'll do a second back bend. Either you do a half bridge again, or if you're able, a full wheel. If you're doing a wheel, place your hands by the side of your head. Keep the legs bent. Press with both hands and feet to lift the body and spread your heart wide open. Stay up for 3, breathe for 2, for 1, bring it down slowly. Now we counter. Hug the knees into the chest, press the low back down, and take a happy baby as you catch your feet from the outside. Bend the knees, rock it side to side. Breathe for four, spread the feet apart. 3, 2. As you extend the legs up to the sky, you can stay in waterfall. Legs together, reaching up towards the sky, or if you want to, you can come up to a shoulder stand. Move up into a shoulder stand, keeping elbows down. Your chest finds your chin, not the other way around. Breathe. For 5, try to stack the body, shoulders, hips, knees, feet. For 4, breathe. Look up to your toes. 3, last 2 breaths. Maybe roll it back to halasana, plow pose. Legs over the head. Interlace the hands behind your back. Breathe. Keep the neck centered. Gently, you roll it down, vertebrae by vertebrae. Drop your hips on the mat. Feel that. The last thing to touch the mat is your feet. Once there, hug the right knee to your chest. Inhale, exhale to fold into a simple twist. Drop the knee towards the left and look over the right shoulder. Exhale into the twist for 2, for 1. Come back to center, inhale, extend the right leg up, catch it from behind, pull it in, elbows out for 4, play with your foot, maybe roll the ankle for 3, 2, 1. We switch. Lower the right leg, hug the left knee in, exhale to breathe into the twist, look over the left shoulder, 5, breathe, 4, 3, 2. Back to center, we do the same on this side. Extend the left leg up, catch it from behind, pull it in for 3, breathe for 2. One last deep inhale, and with the exhale, come up to your forearms for one last pose. Matsyasana, fish pose. Legs together, stick your chest out, arch the back. Reach for the ground with the crown of the head. Inhale, we take a lion's breath. Exhale, stick the tongue out and sigh it all out. When you're ready, hug your knees into the chest and come up to an easy seated meditation pose. Rest your hands on your knees, sit up tall like a mountain, and just take a couple of deep breaths. If you prefer, feel free to stay laying down if you feel like doing so in Shavasana. If you're closing with me, we wrap up together, recentering, coming back to that intention, bringing your hands to heart center, bowing forward when you're ready. Namaste.